worth 150 points.
I know, that's a pretty familiar sound, isn't it? You'll recall it from a, wonder what film that was. Well, the Queensland budget was handed down today, and beyond the hot ticket items like health and education, there were some other budget beneficiaries cheering on the sidelines. They don jerseys, fling balls across the field and run around on broomsticks. We're talking about the Brisbane City Quidditch Club. Yes, you heard me correctly. The magical snitch-chasing sport from the pages of Harry Potter. A $50 million boost has been pledged to sporting facilities across Brisbane, including the Quidditch grounds in the city's north. Joining us is the treasurer of the Brisbane City Quidditch Club, Daniel Scharf. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, I'm fascinated. $287,000 to improve the Richmond Park fields. What does that mean for the team?
Yeah, so the government's handed down a little bit of a budget there to improve our facilities just north of the Woolloongabba Stadium, where they're hoping to host the Olympics in 2032 when that eventually comes through. Obviously, infrastructure is a key motivation for getting people out and active, and we're very happy to sort of be playing in a facility where the government's happy to boost some funding to make it a bit better than what it currently is for us.
So lots of people have seen or read Harry Potter. Can you give us the basics of Quidditch for muggles? How do you play it?
Yeah, so works similar to in the books and movies. There's the quaffle, which you try and throw through three hoops. That gives you 10 points for every time you do that. There's also bludges, which are generally nuisance balls, which go around and cause a bit of mayhem among everybody. If you get struck by a bludger, you get knocked out of play and you've got to run back to your own team's hoops before you can continue playing. And then obviously you've got the snitch, which is a person wearing an Oztag sort of style at the back of their shorts, which two seekers chase around to try and rip off and end the game there. Now, the big other one for that is all gender sport. So we have both male and female players, as well as people who don't abide by the gender binary playing all at once. So that's the fun one on that one.
Okay, so it's all the same, but you kind of can't fly on brooms.
Yeah, at the moment there's no flying. You just got to jump really high and hope for the best.
Are there people who want to fly?
Probably. I mean, people who don't even play Quidditch want to fly.
Yeah, that's
your general superhero answer for everybody.
Good point. And remember, we can't fly yet, so don't try it. So who are the fans? Why do they love the game?
So most of the people, just general community goers, mostly friends and family of the team, come down to watch when we do play sports. During training, obviously, playing in a public facility, just like when you're driving past the AFL or football, people honk the horns and shout out encouragement to the players to keep them going.
Now, the big question is the Olympics. Is that your goal?
Well, yes, it can be one thing. So the Olympics runs on a fun system of medal totals. The good thing for most of it is, for us entirely, is it would just be one single medal. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we don't split our sport into genders at all, so while you have male swimming and female swimming for medals in each of those individual categories, there'd just be the one Quidditch medal. So it'd be a big rights win for that one.
So are there actually brooms?
Yeah, so we run around with a stick between our legs. Generally, it's just a PVC pipe, kind of like electrical conduit would be using. The main thing of that is similar to other sports, like in basketball, how you've got to bounce the ball. In hockey, you've got to use your stick to push the ball around the field. It just adds that little extra element of instability to movement and motion, and adds that extra level of athletic capability to be sure to stay on your broom at all times, because if you ever come off that, you've got to run all the way back to your own team's hoops before you can keep playing again. So if you want to run less, you got to hold on to that broomstick pretty tight.
Yeah, hold on to the broomstick, people. Daniel, thanks for coming on the show.
No, thanks so much for having me.